Stop 8. Writer Emma Dabiri on the Hairstyle series by photographer J.D. Okai-Ojekere.
Hello, it's Emma again. Mounted on the wall at this point are framed photographs of black hairstyles. Hair holds immense power to tell stories and form communities, carrying significant meaning as a symbol of heritage, traditions, and identity in many cultures around the world. Different hairstyles, textures, and adornment can speak to a shared sense of belonging and pride, as much as a liberating expression of individuality and solidarity. No one understood this more than Nigerian photographer J.D. Okai-Ojekere, whose hairstyle series came to include over 1,000 photographs over 40 years. The black and white photographs are framed and mounted in plain white card, stamped in the bottom right-hand corner with the photographer's name and the date they were printed in June 2012. Each measures 30 centimetres squared and shows the back of the head of a black woman, her hair either threaded or braided into magnificent sculptural shapes. Mukpak Eba shows a younger woman, her hair bound into 7 pom-poms that stand up evenly around her head. The partings that divide the hair into sections leave the lighter lines of the scalp visible, which contrasts sharply with the black hair. Variations of this style can be seen on the heads of 4 more young women, captured from behind at the base of the photo, as they stand in front of the main model, all facing away from us. The next photo, and perhaps the most complex hairstyle, is subtitled Ebebe. Here, from a centre parting down the back of the head, the hair is braided in flat cornrows, following the shape of the skull, up over the ears. Thicker braids, probably hair extensions, are coiled on the crown of the head like the braid on the uniform of a high-ranking officer. Loosely woven together, they tumble down, making a waterfall of thick, black hair that catches the light. The styles became known by their nicknames, which emerged from either the geographic area they came from or from the natural and man-made forms they imitated, including pineapples, crabs, suspension bridges, or tower blocks. In the photo, Onili Gogoro or Akaba, the hair is separated and coiled into about 12 uprights, like dowels of wood, each about 150 millimeters thick and standing 300 millimeters tall. These are twisted into a circle at the top, making a crown or coronet of hair, standing proudly on the head of its owner. Taken together, these works archive and make more permanent styles which otherwise change frequently, documenting the heritage of Nigerian hairstyling culture and reflecting the diversity of cultural traditions within Nigeria. As Ojekere himself put it, "All these hairstyles are ephemeral. I want my photographs to be noteworthy traces of them. I always wanted to record moments of beauty, moments of knowledge." These ever-evolving designs symbolized key life events such as weddings or birthdays and often denoted social status, with unique family hairstyles being passed down through generations. Ojekere's work and the legacy of Nigerian hairstyles has been paid homage by subsequent artists. Jamaican-born British hairstylist and creative Cindy O'Harvey, who grew up in her mother's salon, explores how hairstyling can be a binding force for young African diaspora growing up in the UK. Her film, a collaboration with filmmaker Akinola Davis Jr., is entitled This Hair of Mine. It is shown on a screen to the right of the photographs. The soundtrack of this film is played through speakers. In it, you hear black British youth talking about how these hairstyles thread them into a legacy of heritage, pride, and belonging.
End of stop 8. The next track is stop 9. Artist Su Yang on her work, Perhaps We Are All Fictions in the Eye of the Beholder. Just follow the tactile floor line to the next grey square.